What's up, everybody? It is Scott Wait. It's the Great Wait Podcast coming to you guys Monday night. Switching up a little bit. We might do them like my record label, Day and Night Music. Day and Night Podcast, maybe. But this is the Great Wait Podcast, the Begin Your Week edition, man. So we're going to cover what happened over the weekend. Of course, the Super Bowl. Can someone wake me up? Oh my gosh, man, that was a snoozer, wasn't it? Super Bowl was a snooze fest. 13-3, man. It was just, and what's crazy is Tom Brady looked pedestrian and they still found a way to win, you know? The Edelman guy was on fire, dude, but Rams looked like they had no idea what they were doing. No, they just looked lit. Man, it was like 9 straight punts they had. You can't punt 9 times in a row and win a game. That's like, you might as well, it's like have 9 turnovers in the game. It's just, man, it's going to be bad. But so that happened. And then, of course, we'll cover the, man, Maroon 5. That was even worse. I don't know if it was worse, the game or the halftime show. Poor Maroon 5 looked bad out there. It looked like they, like, didn't even rehearse. It looked like they kind of rehearsed. That looked like the rehearsal, you know, that halftime show. And Travis Scott, of course, had no idea what he was rapping about because it was bleeped half of the part. The highlight was Big Boy, man. I was so hoping Outkast, the whole Outkast was going to be there, but because Andre 3000's got better things to do than relive the late 90s, early 2000s with Outkast. So, but yeah, we'll get into some of that, and then we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight, man. We're going to make up some fake commercials, and if they sound good, maybe we'll get more sponsors. So let's get to it, man. This is the Great Wait beginning of the week weekend recap. All right, guys. So, yeah, again, that Super Bowl was just, it was bad, wasn't it? I mean, I've watched, of course, I was born a little bit before, basically, since 1980, I've been around to see a Super Bowl, whether I knew it or not. So, but this was probably the most boring Super Bowl I've seen. And even the blowouts when I saw my Niners beating up on the Broncos in the late 80s, or even when Buffalo got trounced by Dallas in like 92, 93, those were a lot better games. You know, I think, oh no. I think, in Super, I don't know, it's so weird. I mean, it's cool to see defense. I mean, I would have rather seen like a 13-10 game, you know, at least a touchdown on both sides, but like a 20-10 game, you know, something like that. But I mean, 13-3, that was terrible, man. 3-0 at halftime. And then, you know, New England doesn't even punch it in until like 7 minutes left for the game. It was just bad, man. Seriously, one of the worst games I've seen in a long time. And I've been in some bad games. In high school, when I played football up in Oregon, and with the high school called Aloha, we won our first ever state title in 2006. But before that, man, we were like the laughing stocks. We were so bad, the Cleveland Browns could have penciled us in as a victory every year, even at their worst. That's how bad my team was. My senior class went 1-36, I think. They're 1-35 and 1-36. They'll have to fact check that for me, but it was pretty bad. I wasn't part of that senior class. Of course, I ended up, historically, the legend of me is I 3 high schools in 4 years, and I lettered in all my schools I went to. But so I was on some good football teams, and I was on some horrible football teams. After my of course, I love over my horrible football teams. After Aloha, when I went to Wilsonville High School, and then I went to Green Valley, out in Las Vegas. What's up, Gators and Wildcats and my Warriors at Loa? I did a lot better, but yeah, so I've definitely been part of some very, very bad games and some very fun games. And so this one was definitely probably one of the worst ones I've watched on TV. In fact, it was so bad, I was tempted to start watching spring training baseball. I was actually excited for that. Of course, that's not happening for a few more weeks, but I almost could have watched spring training baseball over this game. That's how bad it was. And then, of course, man, Maroon 5, I don't know what they were doing. They just sounded terrible, man. They were off key. They weren't singing well. You know you're having a bad performance when you got to get completely naked, basically, to save your set, you know? Which begs the question, is that what happens, like, on their show, like, on their tours? Like, does Adam, is he basically just doing a two-hour striptease? Like, he's just going through those hits, like it's like a striptease, like, each song, he's taking off one piece of clothing. She will be loved. And he's, like, removing, like, his t-shirt, you know? And then girls like you do, girls like me. He's taking off, like, a sock at that point, you know? I don't know. But it was just bad, man, seriously. I was telling my girlfriend yesterday, if they were gonna go all in on the Atlanta thing like they did with Big Boy and Outkast, they should have went all in with, like, Usher. You could have T.I. maybe. You could have Outkast, of course. You could have TLC. They're from Atlanta, you know? They could have so many people. I mean, Atlanta's basically been a good hotbed for, you know, 112 could have came out there. I mean, they could have totally knocked out of the park if they wanted to, but again, the NFL is like no fun league for, man, for reals. But anyways, but to get on to the fun stuff, man, the week's starting. Hopefully your week's going good for you out there. My week is, like always, pretty boring. It starts out slow, ends up getting exciting towards the end. Of course, if you know a little bit about me, I'm a t-shirt maker / YouTube sensation, wink wink, / social media influencer, / entrepreneur, / podcaster, or, as my girlfriend likes to call me, a unemployed lazy ass. So, doing that, you know, working my way up the ranks. But yeah, I was thinking we'll have a little bit of fun with this podcast. So, in the next section here, we're going to go over, we're going to make up some fake commercials and see if they're good enough to get sponsored by the actual real companies. So let's go ahead and dive into here in a few more minutes on the Great Weight Podcast. All right, guys. So, hey, before we get out of here for the night, again, I like to make these podcasts a little short and sweet on, of course, the Great Weight Podcast on here on Anchor. We're on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, on Google Podcast, on Stitcher, on Radio Public. Again, all the major podcasting places you're going to find this episode. We like to do kind of quicker ones, nothing too long. And then occasionally we'll do longer podcasts, kind of weekly recaps, do a live podcast too on the actual Facebook page, which is the Great Weight Podcast, which is at GR8W8PC. So, to dive into this, now, I see these commercials on TV, and like some of these commercials that crack me up. Like, I don't know if you ever seen, like, it's always the medical commercials. It's like, I know a lot of comedians, and me being a comedian myself, we always kind of joke about it, like how the side effects are worse than the actual disease. Like, Humira helps clear up your skin, may cause rashes, diarrhea, excessive vomiting, hair loss, anal leakage, fungal nails, jungle butt, bad breath, halitosis, pink eye. So please advise your doctor before using them. Obviously that's not what it caused, but things like that. And so I'm thinking, we can make up some, we're going to make up some fake commercials right now. And we're going to see if we can get these fake commercials sponsored. So we'll send some shots. So first one, though, I did, just happened to me today, I was using this shampoo. So I was using Dove. I don't know if you've ever used Dove Care. And like, so it was called Menthol and Caffeine. So basically, this would be my tag. Have you ever wanted to smell like, cigarettes and a boot and rally? Try Dove. Men's Care, Menthol and Caffeine for that invigorating, boot and rally, cigarette smell type situation and feeling. Or another take on that could be like Dove Men Care now with Menthol and Caffeine, because everybody wants to smell like their best friends, cigarette smoke, and, their buddy who is the most annoying guy drinking way too much caffeinated beverages. Okay, that one's not to get. We're going to scrap that one. But a couple of those. And then, Also, so other things too, like for me, I'm a big energy drink guy. If you know me, I love energy drinks. So I've been drinking this new one. Mountain Dew has something called Game Fuel, which basically it's just Powerade mixed with Mountain Dew at this point, I think. So if I were going to do a commercial for that one, it would go, you know, something like this. Gamers, do you need that extra fire, extra motivation for those long hours on Twitch? Or all for your YouTube fans watching you slay that next level in Battle Royale on Fortnite? Try Mountain Dew Game Fuel for the gamer who needs that extra, extra motivation. Mountain Dew Game Fuel. Get in the game. EA Sports, keep cross promotion. Or if you like Game Fuel for the gamer who needs to game the game. No, okay, that one. Yeah, that sounds too good either. But yeah, and then we could do another one. Let's see. I know we have one where singing like for like a car company. Like if they were like Lexus had a new one on Super Bowl Sunday for their new like electric car, like E Pro or X Pro or something. New from Infiniti, the X Pro XS. Now a hybrid with the beast mentality of a gas guzzler. One car, one dream. Hybrid. Lexus. Audi. Infiniti. Name and other car brands. Get yours now. But my favorite all time is I love movie trailers. I love doing movie trailers, like, because I know I don't have the movie film voice guys, or movie trailer voice guys voice, but I've always wanted to. So I always like would do like movies like In a World Where One Man Must Stand for Truth. One man will fight for his right to have the right to party. Coming this summer, Adam Devine, The Other Dudes from Workaholics, and Party Till You Stop. Or like another movie would be like a little bit lighter. This spring, Katherine Heigl will finally find love in the forthcoming romantic comedy starring Jude Law called Love Found. What happens when you don't find love the first time around, but you find it when you're unexpected? Meet Mary, who finds exactly that in the upcoming movie, Love and Found. Yeah, things like that, you know, the commercials. You know, so we're going to keep working on them. If you've got ideas, send them in the comments. Message me. I will do a commercial for you. Anybody wants a fun commercial, we'll do it for you. And that looks like that's going to wrap up this edition of the Great Weight Podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening to me. I appreciate it so much. Be a fan here. Follow us on Instagram at GR8W8MEDIA. And see you soon. Bye.